You were getting your dick sucked today on the pod. I feel bad. That means I gotta suck a dick.
Okay.
You were getting your dick sucked on the pod.
Is that the rule
now?
I
will explain in a second. That's 3, 2, 1. Hello.
Hello.
So you're getting your dick sucked. Are getting your dick sucked.
I don't know why.
Metaphorically.
I don't understand why you feel so bad.
Because
I don't understand where the guilt's coming from.
Do you want to tell people what happened? It'll probably be shorter one day.
Well, long story short, Mike's a mess, and we've been new. That's the thing. We're not surprised, and that's why I'm not mad. I'm not upset. You're only upset with yourself, baby.
I'm very upset at myself. I hate feeling like a bad friend.
It's okay.
No, it's not.
It's okay. You are a bad friend, though. I'm just...
No.
Well, basically, my birthday was on Saturday. I decided that I wanted to do a little afternoon escape room with some friends, including my best friend from high school.
Who I met for the first time.
But the night before, I don't know what shenanigans Mike got into, but he ended up... Well, first you text me saying you're hungover. I told everyone else and they were like, okay. So they knew what to expect. They knew what was coming.
They knew something to expect.
They knew something was going to happen. And then... The way you came rolling into that escape room office, whatever, depot, whatever it is, sunglasses on, looking like you're, like, dead. You can't even, like, speak. You're, like, half whispering. Sounding like Lindsay Lohan.
Like, no sleep.
No sleep.
No sleep.
Club. But
yes,
club.
Yes. It was... The thing is, I felt bad because I knew I had something to do in the morning, but not till noon.
Mm-hmm.
But something happened where I guess I'm just at that age where, like, I just got drunk so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got drunk, I just kept getting more drunk, but I don't remember getting more drunk. I don't remember going to Silver Lake.
But I woke up in Silver Lake. Which is far as fuck.
I woke up in Silver Lake.
Specifically. So damn, you were doing a lot of traveling.
I had to travel. I had to drive. And I was like, okay, I'm hungover. So I took an Adderall. I took an Adderall
so
to wake
shaking.
The fuck up. And then I got there. And the Adderall made me sweaty. And it also made me anxious. Yes. And then I was getting embarrassed.
And you got more anxious because you left to go to the bathroom. But as we were like the only ones in that little escape room thing.
Yeah.
But as you left to go to the bathroom and you came back, three other parties were in there.
Oh, my God.
I saw the look on your face as you walked in the door. You looked terrified.
I was like, is there more? Like, we're going to be doing this. I have to be around strangers.
You're like, are we doing this escape room with other people? I was like, no, it's just. Oh, thank God.
And then I was helpful in the beginning of the escape room.
Mm-hmm.
I found the light switch.
Yeah, you turned the lights on.
And then it got more thought-provoking. And then I started to sweat.
And then we got it tossed into a smaller room, and freaked out.
And
you said, I have to go.
I said, I'm going to throw up. And what happened was, I was just telling Mac, like, I love making it about me. It's one of my favorite things. But this was your birthday, and I wanted you to have fun, and I didn't want to be a spectacle at your birthday. I'm like, you know what? I tried. At this point, it would have been better if I just didn't come. Let me excuse myself. He knows I tried. I didn't want to just walk up and leave, though, but I didn't think she would let me back in. And that woman, the host, was a little bitch.
No, she knew who I was.
Never mind. She's great. We love
her. Both her and the other person, they knew who I was. I think she was... annoyed by
me
because there's like a family of like kids and all that stuff that walked out of a room because when we walked in she was like I'm still dealing with another party. I'm so sorry. Like, she even the way she said it to me, it's just like, oh, I'm like, this party is like getting on my nerves.
Got it. No, I thought she kept making eye contact with me when she was explaining the rules. I'm like, she probably thinks I'm jonesing and probably thinks I'm like out of my mind. And I was just so embarrassed. I was embarrassed. I felt like a terrible friend. So today I got us some wine.
Yes.
I baked this baked brie.
You baked me baked brie.
And I'm literally just going to talk about, I made a list of why I think you're such a great friend. Because I feel bad. And I want to just take an hour. No, I do. Let me do this. Bye. Let me do this.
I'll let you do it. No, okay.
Because I figure I'm going to talk. I'm going to say the quality. Mm-hmm. The thing I like about our friendship. If okay. you want to do this for me on my birthday, you can. You don't have to.
Okay. If I remember.
Yeah, you won't. But I figure I'll say the quality. I'll explain why I feel that way. And you say if that's something that you bring. Then you can explain why you do, why that is something about you. Why is that something you bring into all your friendships? Or
so
is
you're
that
forcing me to
us?
Explain myself to people? Well, you already know I fucking hate doing that. I'm
this
joking.
Is the only
joking.
Thing I can think of.
I'm joking.
This is the only, I thought I was.
I'm down. Let's talk about me.
I was going to get you a cake.
What makes Mac oh, God.
And that's why I didn't get you a cake. And that's why I didn't get you a cake. Because I'm like,
not
you don't
cake
like sweets.
Girl.
No,
I am
like
not
sweets.
A cake girl.
You don't like chocolate.
And you see these man tits and you think I eat all the cake and pie, but no, girl.
I asked you, that's why I'm like, do you want anything to eat? Do you want anything wine related?
Yes.
I got the wine. You're not a huge fan of the wine. So.
You're not either. You tasted it and you're like, oh.
Yeah, but I'm not. I'm not. I don't like the type of wine you like.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But that's why I was. I don't need to like it. I was trying to make you happy today.
It's decent, though. I'm enjoying it now. A few sips in.
Yeah.
A girl a little tipsy. I'm like, ooh, you know?
Sometimes, some wines you need to, like, drink a little bit first.
Mm-hmm. It's the wines that taste like grape juice. Those are the ones you got to worry about the most.
Hmm? Why?
Because they taste like grape juice.
I like that. I like sweet wine.
I like sweet wine, too.
Well, not really sweet. I don't like the bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
But you do. You like more bitter wine.
I can handle bitter wine.
You know what I don't like? I don't like dry. I don't like dry. Like a lot of reds are too dry for me. I'm a white girly. Yeah, I'm a white girly.
Everybody's a white girly here. You're not special.
Oh, no, I didn't mean racist.
No.
I mean, only a little bit.
I didn't mean that.
I wasn't even thinking about that. I didn't listen to what you meant. I mean, a little bit sometimes. Anyway, why don't you explain your, why don't you do your segment?
Do we have, okay, I don't have one.
You don't have
I was
one.
Trying to look one up,
and what
but
happened?
Nothing came up, girl. I couldn't find anything that was, like, quirky. You know what I mean? Everything, whenever you type LGBT news,
uh-huh.
all that pops up is Russia. Dead ass Russia.
Well, it could be our special, like, it could be something in pop culture, Mac. It doesn't need to be news related.
True.
It could also be stuff about our friends. It could also be the fact that it was your birthday. That could be the gay agenda. It doesn't
sure, always, let's do it. 3, 2, 1.
Gay agenda with Max. Woo!
It was go my ahead. Birthday.
Go ahead and
November
talk more about
25th.
I'm going to go get the big brief.
On November 25th in 1996, exactly 27 years ago, a gay-ass motherfucking bitch was born. A supernova took over the world, and suddenly everyone else was sucking dick, too. What kind of gay people am I? What kind of baby was I? I was a cute baby.
No, I mean, like, did you cry a lot?
No, apparently I didn't cry a lot. And that worried people. I didn't cry when I came out of the vagina either. And that apparently worried everybody, but I was fine.
I was too fat. I couldn't be born out of a vagina. C-section.
Oh, you C-section?
I was over 11 pounds.
Look at this. It's like a pie.
Is it hot? Be careful. That was a, oh, damn.
That's not that hot.
Yeah, look at it. Oh, do we need a knife? Oh, we need a knife.
Maybe. I don't even know.
Keep talking about you being a baby. Keep going, bitch.
But yeah, it was my 27th birthday. We went to an escape room. We got the third fastest time in the escape room. Ooh la la. A bunch of smart ass bitches. Mike was there for a good 10 minutes. And then disappeared, and we never saw him until today. Glad to see he's alive. And that's it. I don't fucking know.
Gay agenda with Mac.
Didn't a comedian just get, like, canceled for being, like, sexist?
Oh, what's his face?
Yeah.
What's his, the man?
The young boy.
The,
like, this generation's Dane Cook.
He is.
He's this generation.
I've seen him on TikTok. I think I responded to one of his TikToks. I'm not sure.
The thing is, what he said.
He, like, thinks he's, like, so attractive because he, like, got a gym membership and some Botox.
Well, great. Same.
That's the vibe it gives off. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but like they're all being like,
it's like, oh, I'm so attractive. I was like, oh, I'm guessing he's like straight attractive. Can so I? I'm like, you're just.
I'm gonna say
another
something.
Boy in WeHo.
What offends me? If you like, okay, you don't have to say it, but like, what?
I better just say something super offensive right now. He just walked out the room.
No. What's the, like? What topic do you think would offend me? What topic would offend me? What is my too far?
Me.
Yeah. Yeah. This does it for me.
I will offend you.
This does it for me.
I offend you. It kind of does. This is just so offensive. This one is called Sniffy's Story.
Wait, there are more on Sniffy's?
Another Sniffy story, Cocktails with Cocktails.
Do you think we can get sponsored by Sniffy's?
Probably not.
What's your manager doing?
Episode.
Why?
I called it dangerous over and over again.
They know that.
They like that. That's their selling point, probably, so, like, that ass.
What's your manager doing? Have him hit up Sniffy's.
Have him hit up Sniffy's?
Yes.
Hit up the Sniffy staff?
Yes. Get him sniffing on that sniff.
Get him sniffing on the sniff.
Yes.
I'll call him. Be like, have you heard of Sniffy's?
Oh, my God. If straight people
sponsoring?
On there, sniffing the sniz. Because isn't it like a vagina, a sniz? Sniffing a sniz. I want that in a shirt. I love to
a
sniff
sniz. I've never heard that in my entire life.
Oh, yeah. Vaginas? Slang for it. Sniz.
I've never heard
I
that.
I can't be the only one that knows that. Comment
I have
below.
Never heard of that. That sounds like something from the 1950s.
Guys, comment below.
That sounds like some stupid 19. Like
comment below.
Grease shit. You know, it's like, did you sniff or sniz? Tell me more. Tell me more.
No. It has to be. Sniffing a sniz is a thing. It has to be.
I've never heard that in my entire life.
Not sniffing a sniz is a thing, but a sniz as slang for vagina, definitely. So please let me know in the comments so I don't feel alone. But let's listen to this. Wait, 3, 2, 1.
Cocktails with cocktails.
Do we keep going or do we stop?
I don't know because you didn't send me the actual theme song last time.
We didn't get it yet.
So I played a different one instead and we were just dancing for like 30 seconds.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Whatever the fuck. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Andrew, and I wanted to tell you about the worst hookup I truly think I've ever been on. So this story takes place early in the spring semester, so it was still winter and very cold. And it's very late at night. I want to say probably around like 1 or 2. And I am chatting with this guy on Sniffy's. You know, the pictures are definitely attractive. You know, the dick is big. And I decide, you know.
That's all that matters.
Mac, no. The danger.
It's Sniffy's, right? That's all you want, though.
No, what if you want pussies?
But he wanted a big dick.
Okay, but no, it matters to what the dick is attached to. Trust. Trust and believe. Big dicks don't matter. Big dicks really don't matter. Big dicks don't matter. What, did I offend you?
I'm very, as a person with a very big dick.
Why not? Let's hook up. He's like, okay, I'll send you my address. I'm like, perfect, okay, awesome. He sends me the address. I hop in my car and I'm on the way. I park across.
I want my mom, who's listening right now, to understand something. Because when I told my mom about the whole story, like whenever I tell her about my escapades, she gets so mad at me. She goes, Mike, I can't believe you went to a stranger's house. Girl.
That's gay culture.
Yeah, mom, like, let me tell you what's been happening since your son was a child. Like, this has been how it happens. Like, that, out of everything I've done, that not the substances, not the hooking. The fact that I went to a stranger's apartment, that's what gets her geared.
Stranger danger.
Across the street from this big building, and I say, okay, I parked, and he tells me that he's on his way down, right? And I'm thinking, like, oh, it's probably, like, an apartment building. He has to, like, open the door, and I'm not really sure which one's the, like the front door. So I just, instead of going up to wait there, I say, I'm going to stand outside my car and just, like, so like you can see where I am. And he comes out of the building, down to my car, says hey, and then you know, like we meet each other, he's not as cute as I was hoping that he would be, just because I hadn't seen his face. But you know what? You know, that happens sometimes. It's the gambit that you run when.
Wait, you went over someone's house, you didn't even see their face yet?
Okay, no, but that's a thing on Sniffies. It's not, it's becoming less common, but Sniffies is cruising. You're not even supposed to, like, most of them don't even, they call it anon, like anonymous. You don't want to see each other's face. That's a Sniffies, bitch.
You see, I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't do that. That would be so much anxiety.
But see, for me, I can't do that because, like, what if it's someone I know? Like, that's really it. But, like, outside of that, oh, I could do that. Like, I'm disgusting. I'm not a good person. Like, my entire life is, I want to be. I want to be a good person. I'm not, though. I'm not. Is that bad? Like, I know I'm bad. Like, I am the villain who wants to be the hero.
I can never do it. I can never do that.
I can easily. I don't even need to see your face during.
I'm afraid of death. I'm afraid. I've watched too many.
I don't need to see your face during.
I watched too many true crimes.
You gotta get over yourself.
To risk my life. Everyone's trying to kill me.
It is weird, though. I will say, it is amazing that I'm still alive.
We all know.
It's crazy.
We all believe
Isn't
it.
Isn't that wild?
It's very crazy.
Like,
very wild.
People are like, what about the future? I'm like, what about the future?
And you choose to have anonymous sex. And then after we, like, meet, he goes to sit in my passenger seat.
Did you bring a Hail Satan shirt?
What?
Wait, yeah, then he responded to me. Pause and go back. I was like, is he wearing a Hail Satan shirt? And he went, what? I'm like, oh, shit. Shit.
God. He's wearing Hail Santa.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a reindeer.
Oh, got it.
Because they're not going to see it, so might as well.
After we, like, meet, he goes to sit in my passenger seat, and I go, what? I'm sorry? And he's like, no, yeah, like, this is, I can't host, I live at the shelter, so I figured we could just, like, have sex in your car or something.
Now, see, this is why I can't do Sniffies.
Explain.
You see how the girls just, like, trick you?
Yeah.
You drive over, expecting you to be at someone's apartment, and then they just come in and be like, hey, by the way, I don't have a house. But did they say they were going to host when you came over? I feel like that's something you should have discussed before.
He said he could come over, and he offered to meet him at his car outside. So he offered instead of just coming up. And the guy came down and was like, oh, let's just stay in your car. That's the shit.
Okay, I'm not following. You're following him more, I guess.
Now, in case you didn't clock that, he said shelter. Work. Shelter.
Okay.
And listen, hey. Our unhoused neighbors are just as deserving of whole as anyone else.
Period. And in LA, they're point models. Blank. And in LA, they're models. They're models
point
that didn't
blank,
make it.
Point blank, period.
That's a great thing. I was telling my parents that. My parents were like, what do you mean? Like, I was like, the homeless people, at least they're hot in LA. They're like, what? Like, yeah, they're all models that got addicted to drugs. And now they just live on Sunset Boulevard. This is what dreams are made of.
Okay,
this is
I'm just going to continue. Thornberry. I'm just going to keep on playing. I'm just going to keep on playing this. Okay, I'm just going to keep on playing this. I'm just going to keep on playing this. Oh my God, I'm going to keep on playing this.
Right? However, that is a hell of a thing to spring on someone.
Like legs.
As you are going to sit in the passenger seat of their car when you have first met, when I thought that I was gonna be having sex in this man's apartment.
With his homeowner.
See, I feel like this should have been something like discussed beforehand. Like,
well,
I feel like.
Well, you're thinking this
should have been something that, like.
Yeah, you're realizing this now? Do you not remember last
are
week?
Are we hosting it in your house? Like, I feel like.
Mac, do you not remember last week?
You set up the scene before you, like, you sell the scene before you come over, right?
Mac, last week the guy didn't tell me he didn't have legs.
I feel like this podcast reveals to a lot of people that I don't do hookups like that.
No, this podcast reveals that you don't do much. You are a very safe baby. This is what when we pitch us from now on, we gotta do safe baby. Like problem child.
Versus scary daddy.
Yes. Same baby, scary daddy. Mac.
I hate this.
Same baby, scary. I'm trying to, by the way, I'm trying to watch the volume of my voice because we just got a noise
literally,
complaint.
This is literally, every single time we try to podcast this at night, you get a noise complaint from your neighbors who think that whenever time they decide everybody needs to be quiet, everybody needs to be fucking quiet, apparently. And I'm always get pissed off about it.
You do, because it's 9 o'clock. Bright hours aren't until 10. We got a noise complaint. My landlord lives above me. He goes, well, I got a noise complaint, but I don't hear anything. Just to let you guys know, because the vibe in the last few minutes has changed, because we've been trying to work around this. And then my landlord, he apologized. He was like, oh, sorry for the inconvenience, because, yeah, I don't hear anything. And I just heard his voice, which means he came down here. And if these people want to fight, we can fight. Just saying. And if they do, oh, I'm keeping the camera rolling. Keep it rolling, baby. Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling, bitch. Let's go. Finish this motherfucker story now, Sniffies.
This video is like long. There's like shit. 5 minutes left.
Let's like finish it. Let's just like play it through.
Okay.
Let's play it through. Enjoy. While we you eat know some what? Break.
Whatever. Right? It's late. I am desperately horny. And rather than spend however long finding someone else, I decide, you know what? I've hitched myself to this wagon. I am going to see it through to the end. So I get in my driver's seat. And I don't like having sex in my car, right? My car's not that big, and it kind of fucks with my hips. So I say, you know what? All of my roommates are asleep, and I have my own bathroom. And, you know, it's not like, as long as we try and keep the noise level below a certain amount, it's not like anyone's gonna bother us. Okay, right? I don't like to host, but I can in a pinch. So I go to back out of my parking space. And where I parked on a hill. I parked downhill right behind another car. And what I didn't realize is that I had also parked directly on top of a tiny, tiny patch of black ice.
Oh no. Oh no.
So it is 2 o'clock in the morning.
Move to California.
And my car
yeah, like black ice. Never heard of her.
Yeah, why is it gotta be black? Like, why are we not, why is racism black okay ice? Until we
Carole.
Ice? Like,
what's happening?
On? Why is racism wrong? I just said, why is racism okay
until, okay, we talk about ice?
Why is racism wrong until we talk about ice? Like, that's so rude. Why is white ice better than black ice? That's bad. That's real bad. You watch me ashamed.
Go off.
She's
go ahead.
Be better like me.
Go
look
off.
Look at my hair.
Teach them.
Look at all this hair. It's crazy. Keep going.
I hate you.
I hate me too.
Stop right there. Ew. Won't back up. It won't back up the hill. It doesn't have enough traction. Doesn't have enough power. And I am too close. At this point, I have slid too close to the car in front of me that I can't pull forward. My car is stuck.
Oh my god.
So you fuck in a car.
Fuck.
In the car.
I have to walk back to my house. Cause, hey, I have...
He said, I am not fucking in this car, bitch.
I will say.
He said not today.
I will say, I recently had great car sex.
Great. Really? I've never had like full sex in a car before.
Oh, great car. No, like I had them on their back while I stood outside. Like they were on the back of my, in the back of my car. And I stood outside the door. I did that thing. It was wild.
Are you proud of yourself?
Yes. Because it was so fun. It was so fun.
You said, ooh, OnlyFans.
No, never, never, please.
Okay.
What, $5 in my bank account at this point? I can't fucking pay for an Uber. And I live like I live like maybe a 15-minute walk. So it's not a walk that you want to do in the middle of the night of winter, but it is a walk you can do. So I'm like, fine, whatever. I'm gonna have to fucking walk home. And I guess because, hey, apparently, if you didn't know this, shelters don't let you in after a certain
point. Yeah, after like 9 p.m.
No, stop.
So my unhoused friend with the big dick walked through the cold back to my apartment with me.
No.
For maybe like, it was like a 15-minute walk. Uphill, too, because I do live in a very hilly city.
Uphill in the snow, bitch. Wow.
So wait, no, so he said, I'm going to
finally get back to my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And the dick isn't even that good.
Oh, my God. Happens every time.
Doesn't kiss, which, hey, red flag, by the way.
Oh, that's me.
And secondly,
you don't kiss?
No. No. I don't have to like, I don't have to be really attracted to you or like you to fuck, bottom or top, don't care, first king. But to kiss you, I need to be into it.
Okay.
I've told you I'm a bad person. I'm not a good person. I'm no longer trying.
I didn't say anything.
I'm no longer trying to be a good person. I didn't say anything.
You're just defending yourself for no reason. Okay, calm down.
I'm defending myself because I hear, I see them. I see everybody watches. My grandmother watches this now. She does. She does. She does.
I love fans of the pod. I love that. I love that.
My family's starting to, no, they're not fans. They are not
worried.
Fans. They listen.
Worried subscriber.
Yes.
You know, the dick was big. I was prepared, but he tried to go like jackrabbit immediately.
Stop.
Immediately?
Even if it's not immediate.
Immediately.
It's never the preferred. Never the preferred.
No one. That's why I can't. That's why I don't mess with those guys who like only top, who've like never bottomed before. In my opinion, if you've never bottomed before, there's no way in hell you're good at sex.
No.
There's no way in hell.
You know what they try to say? These tops, once I've started bottoming more, these tops, bad tops. Like there's a lot of bad tops.
Yes.
And they try to always blame, it's always the bottom's fault. They'd be like, you need to learn how to take dick more. I'm like, no,
you need to learn how to open it up, bitch.
You need to learn how to fuck.
Exactly. It's an asshole.
It's exactly.
It's an asshole.
And if the bottom is uncomfortable, guess what? It's your fault. Keep moving. Keep it moving.
That's gonna be a real.
Cause, no, because it's bullshit. And they'll be like, no, you could take it. I'll tell you what I can do. If it's that easy, you bend over, motherfucker, and you take my dick. Girl, oh, now it's hard.
I know my grades. I know my grades, bitch. I have a counselor for them.
I hate it.
Listen, okay? Some people can do that. Some people can handle 100% right out of the gate, okay? I am not one of those people. She is a delicate.
The vast majority of people can't.
She requires finesse. Coaxing and preparation, smoothness. And that was not what he was giving. But finally, after a while, he came, right? I didn't finish because it wasn't good and I didn't want him in my mouth.
Understandable. Anymore,
so I'm like, okay. Wow, that was so fun. Bye. And
wow.
Leaves to do fucking I don't know what. And now I decide, because the story is not over. The dick has left, but my car is still over at that shelter within walking distance. So I'm like, okay. Once the car that's parked in front of me moves, I can just pull forward and then I won't have to wait for the ice to melt and it'll be fine. It's like, okay. So I go... I wait a couple of hours. It's maybe like 5 or 6 a.m. at this point. I've been up all night. I go walk back through the like January cold, and I live in Ohio, so it gets fucking cold. And I get back to my car. The car's gone. Great. I drive back to my apartment. I sit down in my bed, fall asleep.
Oh god.
And sleep through an exam. So
not an exam.
Yeah. That is definitely one of, if not the worst hookup that I've ever had.
Well, you missed one exam and you're about to fail another when you go for that STD exam, mama. Let me tell you about that. Those you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Ooh.
What? You know what I'm talking about.
The sniffies people?
That is the prime zero. What is it, prime zero?
Patient zero.
Patient zero, bitch. Because it's the non-sex. A non-sex, I would think, would be more susceptible. What was that word? Susceptible.
I don't know. Go ahead. Speak your truth.
I'm an honor student. Susceptible to STDs. Mm-hmm. No? You seem like you're thrown off.
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, yeah.
No, like thrown off from that story. You seem like that story hit you some type of way.
No, it didn't hit me some type of way. It was kind of boring.
Wow. Mac, that's
is okay, last episode.
Oh, so we have a standard now?
I have a standard now. No, I'm joking.
I liked it because I could relate to it. I relate to it because I've been there. I've done that.
Okay.
I mean, I have.
I think that's why I can't relate to it. I can't do the anonymous stuff.
But then this should
anonymous
be,
stuff freaks me out.
This should be more shocking.
DL and anonymous stuff freak me out. I can't do the DL men.
Do you have to like dissociate?
I can't do DL men.
No, DL men is sometimes they're not really DL. They just think saying they're DL is hot. Most of them. Because a lot of the ones that say they're bi, mama, they show up and they're like, ah. Like, let me tell you something right now. You ain't bi. Nothing about you ever been bi. That butthole's so loose, it's not bi. Get out of here.
Okay, what is with this bi erasure now? What's happening here?
No, I'm not.
You became your enemy. Yeah. You became your own enemy right now. Ah. That's insane.
Yes, I am biphobic. Mike Mulderic is now biphobic. That's what we're doing from now on.
Messy.
So I made about like a list of 7 things.
Okay.
That I point out is like, things that I really appreciate about our friendship.
Okay.
Because I wasn't a good friend, and I want you to know that I think you're a good friend, and I do appreciate you, so I made a list, and I feel like this is like my way. This is my gift.
Okay.
Because what else am I going to give you?
A list of why I'm so beautiful.
Yes, because anything, like, if I buy, I can't buy you anything you can't buy yourself.
True.
I don't know what food you like, because it changes every day. Your wine taste is very difficult.
It's not difficult.
It's like, what can I get you as a gift that's not an Uber card?
A candle.
Why?
I got a lot of candles for my birthday now. I have like...
Yeah, so why would you tell me to get you a candle if you already have a lot of candles?
7 candles now.
Mike, why would you tell me to get you a candle if you already have a lot of candles?
There's no such thing as too many candles, so okay.
Why? Smell that one right there. Pumpkin and vanilla. Do you like it? Hot pumpkin.
It's okay.
Okay, wow.
I'm not into sweet stuff.
Oh,
I like cologne, okay. Cinnamon.
Oh, my flavor? Tobacco. Like a wood
that's
tobacco.
Yeah, tobacco wood. That's good. Yeah.
That's my scent. All my good scents have tobacco something. Like vanilla
yummy.
Tobacco. Vanilla black leather tobacco. Like that's what I smell.
That's
like.
Good. Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Make you want to fuck.
So this list.
Make you want to fuck.
Makes
me.
You want to fuck.
Make you want to fuck me.
No, nothing would make me want to fuck you.
That's me on Sniffy. Yeah, I think we're like unfuckable to each other. But see, that's
in a good way.
That's number one on my list.
That's growth.
Oh my God, it's been it's been writing down everything we say.
Oh God.
Okay, let me get rid of that.
I was wondering, I was like, is the list getting bigger?
Yeah, it is. Okay. The first thing on the list.
Mm-hmm.
You never censor yourself around me.
What
and
do you
I love
mean?
It. Like the first time we ever met. Your nose job looks great. Like that's how our relationship started.
I forgot.
So you don't censor yourself.
I keep forgetting about that.
Me. And it's one thing I really appreciate you because it's like that means I'm getting the real you. I don't like when people censor themselves. I don't like when I feel like I'm getting the fake version of somebody, and I never get that feeling from you. And it's something that I really appreciate.
You're welcome, because I'm a real ass bitch.
No, but is that how you are?
Because I'm from here.
So like, tell me when I write these things. Tell me, is that something that's special about like an us thing, or is that something that you like to carry? With like as you as
I mean
always.
It's a way I am around people I'm comfortable with, you know. I have a short list of people I'm comfortable with, and I'm not afraid to hide that.
Yeah, the other people you either don't censor yourself or you just don't talk to
I
them.
Just don't talk to people. If I don't know who you are, if I don't know your vibe, I'm not gonna talk to you. That's who I am. That's just my life. That's kind of who everyone in my life is. Basically, that's how I was raised.
Your family, yeah.
My family, yeah. That's just my entire function, you know.
Yeah, and that's a polar opposite for me, which it took me some getting used to.
Because mm-hmm.
In the beginning, I thought that means you didn't like me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've come from East Coast Italians. All we do is talk. Oh, la, la, la. Oh, you did you not hear me? Let me be louder.
let me tell you my life story right
yeah,
here, right
scream.
Now. Now that we're just sitting down.
But mm-hmm. Like when you first cocked me, it was very calm, cool, collected. Oh, your nose looks great. Period.
And that was a genuine compliment.
It was.
And I didn't think that it would come off any type of way to you other than just like a genuine compliment. Because
and
I was
did.
Like, I genuinely thought it was a compliment. Because I'm from LA. Everyone gets a no fucking job. I'm yeah. like, okay.
Well, on the same flip side, the second bullet I have is that you never make me feel like I need to censor myself. I feel like I say the worst things around you.
Yes, you do.
Like the worst. And it's you. I feel like my you and Aris are the two friends I have like that.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is Aris is just as bad as I am. You kind of just like take it.
I take it. I'll go like, oh. And then that's it.
Because a lot of people you have to like worry about. Like mm-hmm. a lot of people, I feel like you have to watch what you say around. I feel like I don't have to watch what I say around you. I could offend you and you'll tell me I've offended you.
Mm-hmm.
But like there's coming back from that. You know, like, oh, that's just Mike. He's spewing shit.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a very safe. It's a good feeling.
You're welcome.
Do other people
just like, amazing?
No, do other people?
Yeah, I'm told I'm easy to talk to. In that sense that I just don't like get upset or mad. Or, like, I don't interrupt people whenever they get like that. I just go, wow. It's like, okay, great to hear your thoughts. But yeah.
Well, I feel like it's in the same, these all kind of flow because I wrote these in like 5 minutes.
Okay, of course.
It kind of is like, what the, oh, I've had your safe space. That's another list. You are a safe space.
I'm a safe space.
Because I could say these things to you and I don't have to worry like other like influencer friends.
Bleeding,
you
know, out, you know, to everyone else in the world.
You know, people will cancer me.
Cancer? People will cancer you.
I meant to say cancel. But Mac, think about it. In all honesty, could you cancel me right now if
you
wanted
to? Oh, yeah,
in
2 seconds. If I wanted to, but that's so much energy.
I know.
That's the thing. That's the reason why I'm such a great person. I don't have the energy to be an asshole. Mm. I don't have the energy to be a piece of shit. It just takes too much energy to be such a negative person. So I'm just kind of like, yeah, cool, dude. What's up?
Like, I'm a terrible person, but not in the way where I destroy other people. Like, the only person I destroy is me. But in the sense of, like, that's, I feel like we mesh in this, in like, I never want to ever, I don't have enough energy to take someone else down. I'm doing a great job destroying myself. You, I feel like you would never, like, that's just something that's, I don't want to say beneath you, but just like, that's, I just feel like that was some, that's something you would never do. And in our line of work or just in LA in general, that's a very rare thing. Having a friend that you could trust like that, that's not going to go around and talk shit. Like, I feel like even like if I did something bad, you're not going around and like talking about it with friends.
No.
Like, the bad things that you know about me, I don't think you and Roma are like, you're like, bitch, let me tell you about Mike.
Oh, no.
I don't think you're doing that.
No.
You know what I mean? And you could.
I could, but I don't want to.
I know, but see, that's what I mean of like a safe space.
Because
you know that that's a rare thing. I don't think you know that that's actually like a rare quality.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess. I mean,
I gossip with you. We gossip at the world.
You kiki. Yeah, a lot of people like to gossip and tell me shit. And I don't. Yeah, I don't spread the word. I don't talk.
Is that
about
something you do with
people.
Everybody? Because I will say, I gossip about people. Mm-hmm. I don't gossip about you though. Like, that's a special.
What
thing
is there to gossip? It's like, oh, you hear about Mac? He went so wild yesterday. He drank 2 Red Bulls. Oh my God, girl. He was off the walls.
That is very true.
He drank 2 Red Bulls and then smoked some Indica and still passed out, girl. He's so crazy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, Queerties are coming up. I'm getting us invited.
Are they? I thought they already happened.
No, not yet. And you know you have to apply to win a Queerty? Should we apply?
Has the nomination not happened yet?
I don't think so. You have to apply.
I thought Queerties already happened this year.
No, bitch, no. That was in February.
Oh, girl, this year went by so weird.
You
okay.
You gotta go with me. You gotta go with me. Should we submit?
I'll go. Because I mean, we could submit if we want to.
I see some of these people winning awards and they don't got our. They ain't messy. Messy. I will say that.
Should I submit myself?
Yes. Get on that list.
I don't even know what to be nominated for. Personality?
We gotta start doing some queer things. We gotta start doing shit.
We gotta start being gay again?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sucking your dick so far this podcast, so let's keep going with it. Let's see. Your opinion actually holds a lot of weight with me. And that's not because of like, oh, we do a similar thing and you've had success. Mm-hmm. It's more of, I know you know what it takes to make something of good quality content. It means I think what you work on, what you do is good quality. And I think I like to surround myself with friends that inspire me in whatever they do. So, like, when you tell me something...
A boom.
No, it
That's
is.
A good compliment. I like that.
It is. Because sometimes, you know, I had to reel it back. Because remember, I used to edit the house down. And then everybody would be like, you're trying to be Mac. Because I edited a video.
Because you added some zoom.
Yeah, just because I put in some clips.
You added some jump cuts and suddenly you're me.
Like, wow, you could tell he's friends with Mac. I'm like, oh, this isn't just the YouTube edit now on crack.
This
Even
is
though
me.
Your style of editing became a whole style.
It became, I foreshadowed a wave without even knowing I was going to foreshadow a whole ass wave of what a content creator's YouTube videos are going to be like.
I feel like, were you one of the first people to insert like meme clips?
I wasn't one of the first, but I definitely wasn't like the first, but I definitely was in like the first wave, I would say, that entered in the way I entered them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I inspired some kids. All these bitches are my sons.
But you.
I know. I hear.
I feel like the other ones that other people do are like generic ones that everyone does. You kind of have one.
I find deep cuts.
Yes.
The ooh, meth and all that stuff. No one knows what the fuck.
How do you find those, by the way?
Because it's called living on the internet since you were young. You know, being a kid born and raised in the city, you don't go outside. Okay? You're not allowed to go outside. You're not allowed to hang out with your friends on the weekends. So you stay inside, watch TV, and scroll the internet. Uh-huh. And that's what Came Mac does it. The random deep cuts I find from like 2003.
But where? What platform? Because you used to be a you're a Tumblr boy.
I used to be a Tumblr boy, and I used to be really into, what was it called? Funny or Die. Not Funny or Die. What was it? There was this before
Starter
YouTube.
Startup Steve?
Before YouTube
you
was.
Do you know what Startup Steve is?
No, I don't know what it is. But before YouTube was a big thing, there was like other websites you would go to find like stupid meme shit. You remember that? And that's what I used to
Funny
be.
Funny or Die is something.
Funny or Die was one of them, but there was also another
E-bombs
one.
E-bombs World?
There was also another one.
Trogdor! Do you know Trogdor?
No.
What?
What are these names you're saying?
No, but see, here's the thing.
I'm not finishing my sentence.
I want you to know. Go ahead, finish your sentence.
No, what do you say?
You're talking about being an internet kid. I'm the generation of internet kid before you, bitch. Like, we are two different generations. We always forget that. Or do I always forget that?
You always forget that. I always remember.
Like, I'm the generation of internet kid before you. I paved the way for you, bitch.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You don't know Trogdor?
I don't know what Trogdor. But yeah, there used to be like, before YouTube was a really big thing, there was like other webs like people upload stupid meme shit and funny shit. And I used to go into that with my cousins all the time because my cousins are the same age as you. Mm-hmm. And so that's, I'm like the youngest of the generation of my family. So I grew up with a lot of older people. Like all my family members are older than me, around your age, my sister and all them.
You don't know the BJs? So,
what?
You don't know the BJs.
I don't have the BJs?
You don't know the BJs. We talked about this.
What are the BJs?
The Claymation show that you don't know.
Oh, shut up.
You don't know Moving On Up.
So I like grew
the
up
Jeffersons.
With, like,
you didn't know the Jeffersons, bitch.
Yeah, so I grew up on like random weird internet videos that were off YouTube. And so that's kind of how I like, I just remember random things that I was shown as a child and like brought them back up on my YouTube channel. And that's kind of where I found my memes.
What, on YouTube?
Like the ooh meth. That's what I found on like some random, like my cousins showed me that on a random.
Like a Google Dive. You went on
channel, like
a YouTube
dive. You just before YouTube. It was
really?
Before YouTube was a thing. It was like there was other like websites.
Yes.
That was like show funny videos. And that's what I used to do when I was little.
So one of them was Startup Steve. One of them.
Probably.
Well, Startup Steve is also a porn website.
Okay, probably not.
But I like that's where I would live. I love Startup Steve. Do you know Foamy the Squirrel? I hope someone's listening to this and losing their mind right now.
Foamy the Squirrel?
Yes, no. Bitch. Spooky and toast. I see.
I don't know right now, but if you were to show me some stupid old stuff back in the day, I'd probably be like, oh yeah, my cousin showed me that.
Show
my cousin showed me that.
I'm gonna show you when we're done, because some of these people are watching this, and I'm like giving them blast from the past right now. Like that was the kid I was. It was very weird. It was very weird. But I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna go down this list because there's only. Okay,
it's almost quiet time.
Yeah, it's almost quiet time. That's why I just.
We gotta hurry up.
Yeah, that's why it's hard when we film here. It has to be like in the morning. That's what we're learning.
Yeah.
you never judge me, even when I deserve it. I know, and I will say
this. I judge in silence. I came from a Baptist family. We judge in silence.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I will say I think this has to be just an us thing because I don't. And this is not me like dusting my own shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you have any other friends like me. I don't think you have. Yeah, you got no motherfucker like me.
I mean, yeah, I got no one like you. Basically, at least no one I've like hung around long enough with.
Well, it's another thing on here is like we have good chemistry, and it's very weird. Like chemistry is like not only work together, vibe together. Like we have a very flow conversation for whatever reason. This soft, fucking safe.
You just call me soft.
You are soft. You are very soft. Look at you, soft. So this
Mike
soft,
just called me a fat ass. Did you hear him? He just said this pork belly having bitch.
That's not what I said at all. That's not.
Okay.
Is that what you talk, mean when you call Jake soft?
No.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, shut up.
So you are a soft, safe, like you can't handle sniffies.
Mm-hmm.
And like responsible, mature individual. And then there's me. Like flip everything I just said. And for whatever reason, it works. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So you could judge and not be around this, but you choose to.
I choose to.
Now, why is that?
It's called love. It's called loyalty. I'm a loyal ass bitch. That's what people don't understand.
You are. Even when, and you know what the thing is, like, recently this year was a very hard year for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And like I had, you know, my biggest struggle was people not understanding. They would be like, I don't know what you need. And like, I don't ever want need anybody to solve something. But people just don't know how to be there for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And you do. Like, I sometimes like if I need you to be there, just come over and like
I
sit here.
Up. Yeah.
You just sit here. I don't need to talk to you. I don't need to impress you. I could let you see me unravel. Mm-hmm. I could show up to your birthday a hot fucking mess and leave midway through without saying anything. And you understand.
I understand, yeah.
You understand that it wasn't, and you understand that I'm going to feel bad and have to do a whole apology podcast about it because I don't like being that kind of friend.
It's adorable. It's adorable.
Yeah. And then I also, the same thing as the apology, how do you get me in ways most people don't? Like, my family doesn't know how to be there for me.
Mm-hmm.
The only people that know how to, you and Reese, it's really like at this point in my life, you and Reese are the only people I like have that I genuinely have like that connection
mm-hmm.
with. It's all I have left.
That's just called being an adult, you know?
Yeah.
That's it. So, you don't need that many people to be there for
you
basically.
Don't.
You
can don't.
Have,
I
you
feel
can have
very
friends
lucky.
To party with and then friends. To sit around and eat a bunch of hot wings with. I don't fucking know, you know?
But sometimes when you have a friend like that, I think it's very important not only to like, because sometimes it's a lot to be there for people like me,
mm-hmm.
you know? But I think when you have a friend like that, it's also very important to let them know these qualities that you see it, you appreciate it, you respect it, you notice it. Because you having a friend like me is probably a lot harder for you than it is for me to have a friend like you. You know what I mean? It probably is like, it takes more understanding and effort from you to deal with me. I don't have to try that hard to deal with
you. I'm a very patient person. I'm told that
by
you, by my boyfriend.
Mm. How is he, by the way?
He's okay.
Yeah.
He's figuring it out, girl.
Is he liking LA so far?
Yeah, he's liking LA.
Yeah, we should have him on the pod.
Talk about his first, how long has he been here? 6 months now? 7 months?
Oh, it's been, wow.
It's been 5 months?
This
6 months?
Been moving, I don't know. Bitch.
This year's dead ass.
Yeah. That voice.
Dead ass. This year won't fucking stop. It's kind of creeping me out.
Yeah. You're getting old, bitch.
I'm getting old. I'm 27.
Blinked. Stop. I blinked. And when I moved here when I was, whoa.
You good?
Woo.
First time meeting in real life, I was 19 years old.
That is.
Isn't that crazy?
That is insane to me.
That is insane.
We shouldn't have been friends.
We shouldn't have.
Did I groom you?
No.
Did I groom
Ew.
You? Did I groom you?
If you groom me, I'll be so much more of a mess, Mike. Okay, let's be honest. If you groom me, I'd be in a different world.
You groom me? No, because how old? When I moved here, I was 25.
Mm-hmm, I was 19. I think I was 19 going on 20.
Is that? I feel weird about that. I don't know why. I think it's fine. You're 19. Mm-hmm. But like,
it's not like we hung out that much.
No, we didn't at the time. We started hanging out a lot when
I turned
21.
Because you were always bartending. So we could never hang out before that. And now when I was like old enough to go to the bars, I would just meet up with the other bars.
You were a friend. Like, you came over. We hung out. I came down to you, went to IHOP once.
Mm-hmm.
You came over to watch a movie once.
Mm-hmm. Dirty 30. So
that's what I did.
Not Dirty 30.
Yeah.
Dirty
30. Dirty 30. That's what we did when you were 19.
Mm-hmm.
See? Amanda sings. Miranda sings. Oops. Whatever
Amanda
the fuck
sings?
Who? Anyway, I just wanted to sit here and I wanted to tell you about one of the reasons why I really appreciate you as a friend. It's for your birthday present because I feel like that is a good present as we didn't eat any of this fucking break brie that I spent $20 on. And we're going to finish this bottle of wine before you leave.
Oh, we're going to finish this bottle of wine.
We're
going to
finish this fucking bottle of wine before you leave.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's
the only
one
to do. I wanted it, what?
I have some more brie, too.
Okay.
Also, like, a wheel of baked brie is not something two people split. That's usually, like, a party of, like, five or six.
Okay, thank you, because when I was checking out, the guy was like, how many people you have? I lied. I was like, four. He's like, this is enough for four? I'm like, yes.
Yeah, it's like four or five people, and just, like, one wheel of brie.
Shaded?
You were shaded, Jesus.
Anyway, But no, I just want to take a moment. I know this podcast might have been the most like enticing, but I feel like this is your birthday week because mm-hmm. Last week we were filming this. We forgot
completely. I forgot too. Because Thanksgiving, girl.
Yeah. But like, I feel like it's always good. It's when one of our birthday passes, we just have like a little moment where I can sit here and suck your dick for a hot second. Let me do it. One day I'll be more loud and enticing and more normal when my neighbors aren't screaming at me. And other than that,
I got some birthday blowjob propositions. Didn't say yes to any of them.
Wait, for who?
My people.
Who?
The girls.
The divas? The dolls?
The dolls.
Anyway, so thank you guys so much for watching this podcast. Wow, Mike.
Yeah, where can people find you, Mike?
You can find me everywhere if you go fuck yourself or if you search at MikeMGTV. And by the way, don't forget to rate us on your favorite app to listen to podcasts. Give us a rating, review. They really help us out. It helps us out with the robot overlords. It helps us out into the algorithm because if you guys want somebody to help us produce this podcast, the downloads need to be upped.
Yes. For some reason, they really like downloads. That's their main focus. It's downloads.
And if that ends up happening, I'll put this viewed behind a paywall, and I'll get those downloads up. Bitch.
Like, girl, yeah, we'll bring those downloads up.
Don't make me do this to you.
So download this podcast. I guess I'm a fucking know. You can find me anywhere if you search Mac Does It. That is SALTINE. And shout out to the person in front of my face for last week's word of the week, which was banana. You can find this podcast anywhere if you search Bessie Pod. MUSSYPOD on Instagram or X. You can find this podcast at MessyPod with Mike and Mac and Mike on TikTok. You can also email us, MessyPod@gmail.com. Your
cocktails with cocktails.
Your gay agendas.
And remember, they don't have to be about news. It could be pop culture. It could be something fun. Mm-hmm. It could be something actually interesting. Mm-hmm.
I need to get more into pop culture. That's why I need to get more into mainstream pop culture, especially when I'm doing this gay agenda stuff.
Yeah,
I need to get more.
Because you're political gay is sad.
I feel like Choice Ivan did something recently, and I just completely didn't talk about it.
I saw his music video for the first time.
Even watched them.
I saw his
music
videos.
I'm such a bad gay.
Here's the thing. I don't care about Choice Ivan. I don't care. To me, he's just another twink on YouTube.
He's
just a twink on YouTube.
He was a Tumblr boy on YouTube.
That's my choice of on.
We both came up in the Tumblr days. We were Tumblr mutuals at one point, but then he started blowing up. You know,
they're like
acting different.
Pop sensation Troye Sivan.
Girl, I'm like, who? I remember when he came out with his first EP, Trixie.
Bitch. Bitch. I remember. I will say, my happy little pill was bop.
My happy little pill. And you have officially been douched.
Bye.